This is Christmas Abbott, and you are listening to Girls Gone Wad.
You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
This is episode 51. How's it going, everybody? Woo. Another week has gone by.
Yay. And here we are.
We're almost at our anniversary.
You know, our podcast anniversary.
Podcast anniversary.
It's gonna be a big deal. I know.
Are you guys having parties at home? Like parties across the world?
Listener parties?
Yeah, listener parties.
Hilarious.
What are you doing to JT's foot?
He's whipped feet a little bit. I'm just playing.
JT's laying in Claire's lap and she's playing with his paws.
He's so snuggly.
He's such a snuggle bug.
He's already asleep.
Yeah. It wouldn't be an almost anniversary episode without JT snoring.
Seriously.
So.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy boy. So how's your week been?
Good. We went on a really fun hike yesterday up to Wheeler Lake.
Yeah.
Outside of Frisco. We got snowed on.
Yeah. I saw that.
Just
Instagram.
For like a second. It was okay. Like a thunderstorm that the temperature dropped really fast.
Thunder snow?
It was a thundersnow. There was some super close lightning.
Do people that don't live in Colorado know what thunder snow is, or is that a Colorado term?
I think it might be a Colorado term because okay. Like where else would it do that? So in case you don't know. It's when you're in the mountains and there's a thunderstorm, but the temperature drops really fast, and so it also starts snowing.
Thunder snow. That's like how it's
done. Oh, my gosh. So we were getting snowed on, and there was, like, lightning right on us. And, like, at one point, we were really close to the car by the time it started lightninging. Because you know, like, when you're hiking in Colorado, that at about noon, there's going to be a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Yeah. Clockwork.
Clockwork. Every summer at noon, every day, there's a thunderstorm. And so we were almost to the car, and it was probably like almost one actually, but we were well below tree line. And so we were, you know, we were fine, but there was some pretty close lightning and we were hiking.
That's my biggest fear.
And Brandon all of a sudden is starting to really fall back. And I'm like, what is he doing? And I realize that what he's doing is distancing himself from me and my friend Aaron so that if one of us were to get struck by lightning, all three of us wouldn't be struck. And I was like, well, this makes me feel wonderful. Like, on the one hand, okay, great, he knows what he's doing. But on the other hand, he, like, is seriously considering the fact that we might be about to be struck by lightning.
Oh, my gosh, Claire, that's my worst fear.
Being struck by lightning?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, hiking and having lightning around me.
Really?
Freaks me. Yeah. I actually, whenever I go for a run at Sloan's Lake here, and it starts to do, like, afternoon thunderstorms, and they just come out of nowhere sometimes. And, I will go into, like, a bar next to the lake and just hide because I won't go home.
What if you have JT?
Well, I haven't had JT since that happened.
Oh, I guess.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple, like three in particular that were really close. And I mean, like I said, we are fine. We are in the trees. If you're in the trees, you're not going to get struck.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Wait, if you're in the trees, you're not going to get struck?
Right, because you won't be the tallest thing. So there's a chance like a tree near you will get struck and then it would be dangerous.
Is that really true?
Fall.
Is that really true? Like it just strikes the highest thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because think about it. It's trying to find the path of least resistance to the ground.
Yeah.
So it'll strike the highest thing. That's why lightning rods exist.
I know. I still don't believe it.
He's not going to like... So here's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
If you're hiking in the woods and there's a lightning storm, you're supposed to go into an area of trees that are roughly an even height.
Okay.
So that way there isn't like any one big tree near you that's likely to get struck.
Yeah.
Because then the danger becomes if a tree gets struck near you, it could fall. And
oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as you're in like a normal forest area, you know, the trees are typically about the same height.
Yeah.
So what you don't want to do is like find the one tree in a field and hide under it.
No.
That's the opposite of what you want to do actually. So anyway, it was turning to lightning. But other than that, it was really fun. And we did the team wad on Saturday. You were there.
We did do the team wad on Saturday.
So you and Brandon were partners.
We were partners for a while. And then I was partners with what's his name, Mike.
Yes.
Like Brent and I did like some warm up stuff,
yeah.
And then for the actual workout, I think his name was Mike. Mm. And he's like, "Yeah, I know who you are." I'm like, "How do you know who I am?" "Well, because your name's always on the board, and everyone tries to beat your score." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's funny." He's really cute. It was really fun. It was a great workout. Thor designed it, so of course it was a great workout. Right, RX was like
255 pound deadlifts. Oh my god,
it was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, there was a really good workout today I saw on Instagram. It was on Bob Harper's Instagram.
I love Bob Harper's Instagram WOD posts.
That's because you love Bob Harper.
Well, I love Bob Harper, but I love his workout posts. I love
Bob Harper.
Well, because his workout posts, I always look at it and I'm like, I want to do that workout today, now.
So he's at Brick. He goes to Brick in LA. Mm-hmm. 5 rounds of, so you do a 300 meter row, and then you have 60 seconds to finish 15 thrusters and 10 toes to bar. And if you don't
finish. How many seconds?
60. One minute.
Okay, okay.
15 thrusters and 10 toes to bar. Penalty is you have to redo it. Then you have a minute of single unders, and you have a 5 burpee penalty if you trip.
Okay.
Then you have 20 second ring support hold, and you have a 5 burpee penalty if you fall. Then you have a 300 meter run, which is the most random distance I've ever heard of. And then 60 seconds to finish 15 push-ups. And if you have every additional rep after 15 is like a extra point.
Okay.
And then you rest for a minute. And you do that for 5 rounds.
That's intense.
Doesn't that sound intense? Amazing. Sounds like a good workout though.
Yeah.
Sounds like a...
And I love the board. Like, they have a black board. It's like a black,
dry erase
board. So they do all the fun colors. Oh.
Yeah. Totes adorbs.
I want to meet him.
I know you do.
Bob, that's going to be one of my goals that we talk about later, Claire.
Good plan.
So, you know how we talked about, like, a few episodes ago, how whenever my phone was shut off, I, took that as a sign and be like, what's going on with the energy around me? Don't you remember that?
Uh-uh.
You don't? We were talking about how, weird things will happen to me and, lights will flicker and stuff.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then I was my phone kept turning off.
Yeah.
It just shut off for no reason.
Just now?
No.
Oh.
Just it would.
Uh-huh.
So, and you were making fun of me because you're like, well, I probably would just take it to the Apple store.
Right. Yes. I vaguely remember that now.
Okay. So, I would.
There are a lot of times when I'm as skeptical of your. what would we call that? Your. It's like I have a sixth sense.
It's like I have a It's like I have a fifth
sense. That's right. She says fifth sense. Duh. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to call your ESPN.
And she says fifth sense.
It's like I have a fifth sense. I have ESPN or something.
My boobs can always tell when it's raining.
I can tell when it's raining. Or I can tell. My boobs can tell when it's going to rain. Well, they can tell when it's raining. Okay.
The best compliment is when people say that they watched
Mean Girls because of us. I totally agree.
The best. My friend Amber just watched it because of us.
I totally agree. And they're like, I have to watch it so I can understand.
Yeah. It's the best.
We should get an affiliate fee from Mean Girls or something.
I know. Jeez. Okay.
Go on.
Okay, hold on. My friend, so I told you my, my friend Amber just watched Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend just said, he just wrote, she was so excited she almost put her whole fist in her mouth.
Amazing.
It's really funny. Anyway, my whole point, he was the one that came up with the, I'm not ready to show you my wall ball shirt idea. It's really funny.
Which, by the way, great idea to bring that up, Joy.
Yeah. Segue.
I can tell you totally did that on purpose. We just made our spreadshirt shop. So you go to girlsgonewad.spreadshirt, spreadshirt.com. And we have a little shop now. So unfortunately, our shirts will no longer come with little handwritten notes, but they will get shipped.
But if you want a handwritten note, just send us an email.
We'll send you a handwritten note.
Yeah.
I'd
be happy to do that
totally.
For you.
No, you should totally do that. We can send, there will probably be no limit to the random shit that we send you.
Right.
That'll be amazing. Actually,
Claire and I do have a tendency to go to Target and buy every random little
nail polish
trinket and glitter thing that we can find.
So if you want a card from Claire and Joy, you can write us at girlsgonewad@gmail.com.
Surprise. Yeah. A little surprise, if you will.
If you will. But back to the shirts.
See what you're missing by not ordering
from? So you go to the Spreadshirt shop and now you can order. And the way that it works is that they actually do all the printing there, and then they just send them out whenever anyone orders one. So and then we get a dollar or something for every shirt, $1 or $2 for every shirt that you guys order. So go check it out. We have some new designs. And the really cool thing now is that it's super, super easy for us to make all the new designs that we want.
Yeah.
So if you have any, like, Girls Gone Wild sayings that you wish
you could
wear.
Ideas.
Let us know.
Yeah. And we'll put it up there.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, done.
There you go. Go on there and check it out. And so the Oh My God Karen shirts are back. The tank tops are slightly different than what they were before, but they're still same saying. Yeah. The logo tanks are back. And we also have the I'm Not Ready to Show You My Wall Balls. And
Joy and Claire are my spirit animal. Yeah.
So
can I finish telling you my phone story?
Yes.
So I actually did go to the Apple store because I wanted to get the battery tested because it was just shutting off at random times. So I got it tested. They said that I needed a new battery. I was like, okay, but I didn't have time when I was in Arizona, so I didn't do it right then and there. So I went back to the Apple store here. Can I just tell you, though, that everyone that works in the Genius Bar, you've been to the Genius Bar,
yeah,
right?
A Genius Bar somewhere. I really want in Boulder, or, which is probably worse.
Even if you just walk into the Apple store, I feel like everyone that works there could rule the world.
I totally agree. Yes. I have a couple friends who works at the Apple store in Boulder.
Like, rule the world. Yeah. Like, they're amazing.
They could, like, hack into everything constantly. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I have a friend who works at the Apple store, and she's like, she'll, like, say something, and I'm like, I don't even know what the word was.
I feel like I walked in there, and, like, they instantly know, like, what you need.
Yeah.
And I, like, go through your phone, and I'm all worried, like, what did I do wrong with my phone? And did you know that the shortcut when you are typing in an email address and you hold down the period, it comes up with, like, all the .com, .org.
No way.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Genius Bar, I saw him do it, and I freaked out. And I'm like,
I'm sending you an email.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then you push the dot, hold it down, and it pops up with all the endings. .edu, .org, .com.
I'm going to send us an email. girlsgonewad@gmail.
Dot. Hold down the dot.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
That's totally amazing.
Yeah. Game changer. I saw him do it on my phone, and I was like, wait a minute. Did you just... And he goes... Oh, yeah, you didn't know that was a shortcut. So I just feel like everyone...
And if you do it and you're doing a text message, it'll have you go to the ellipsis.
Yeah.
What other things?
If you hold down
you can upside down question mark?
Yeah. If you hold down anything on your phone, it pops up.
I'm going to go through and just hold down everything.
Yeah, Claire's distracted now.
Excuse me. I'll be back.
She's just going to figure out. So anyway, I just love everyone that works at the Genius Bar or just in the Apple store,
you know, they're
for that
fantastic.
Matter.
And they're all like 19. And you're like... Why didn't I know that?
And they just look so cool. Like, there's this one guy who's like, he looked like a surfer, and he was just like long hair, board shorts. I'm like, you're in Colorado, dude, but it didn't matter. Like, it was really cool. Anyway, so they determined, the long story short of it is, I did need a new battery.
So it wasn't ESPN.
So it was not ESPN.
That's
my boobs cannot tell when it's raining.
Neither can mine. It's okay.
I know.
Sad. Well,
but I thought of you because I was like,
being used as
dang, the ghosts aren't talking to me. But
not being used as a vessel from the other
side. I am going to schedule a Skype session with a medium.
Can they do it over Skype?
Yes, totally. Energy is everywhere, Claire. You don't have to be in physical form.
Kind of feel like you do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Kind of. Yep.
No.
I don't know. Miss Cleo used to do it over the phone. Are you sure this isn't Miss Cleo? Sounds like Miss Cleo.
Yes.
Is it the girl who tagged us?
Yes.
No,
I'm
way.
Like, I'm totally... So the Core Life Vitality that follows us on Instagram posted a picture last night of a reading that they did. Like,
they got a reading.
It was
reading.
Like a group reading.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was looking at it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks so cool. And I was like, kind of went down the rabbit hole of finding out who this medium was. Leanne Thomas. So they did a group reading, so she posted about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally want to schedule with her. And I went on her website, and she is verified by Lisa Williams, who's like one of the most popular mediums out there, along with the Long Island medium and James Van Prague.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, she has to be legit if she's verified by Lisa Williams, because I love Lisa Williams.
Obviously.
It totally makes sense.
So you're going to do it on Skype?
Yeah. I haven't said it yet because I'm waiting for schedules to happen.
You're waiting for the right moment.
I'm waiting for the right moment.
You're waiting for the stars to align.
I kind of want to do it on a weekend. So I'm like, maybe I'll schedule it like July 4th weekend or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You should do it on a full moon.
Maybe you should come over and watch. Make a believer out of you.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Will she charge extra?
No.
I'm gonna be like,
you might muddy my energy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm gonna totally get all up in your energy. Because I'm just gonna be sitting there with that look on my face, like, really? Really?
Isn't that exciting?
I'm so excited for you.
I can tell.
When are you gonna schedule our ghost hunting?
When do you wanna do it?
I don't care. I'm free as a bird. You
okay.
know me.
Okay.
My new schedule does not have a lot of limitations.
Okay. We're gonna do this then.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay, so let's talk about summer bucket lists because it's summertime.
It is. And we happy hit the summer.
Official
happy first
day
week
of summer.
Which, okay, can we talk about how much of a jip that is actually? Because you feel like the days are getting shorter again already. Like, I was just getting to know you.
I know. I was just, I looked at that and I was like, wait, the longest day? What?
Yeah.
I'm not even ready.
No.
I'm not ready to go backwards.
So not ready to go backwards.
Not ready to go
I feel
backwards.
Like it should be in August.
Yeah. Ugh. Mother Nature, can you please get on that?
Day of my life.
Yeah. Agreed.
And yeah, everyone's like, well, it doesn't start getting shorter right away. It's like, but just the fact that it starts getting shorter, even by like a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
We're going in the wrong direction.
I'm just not prepared either.
Not even.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Sunlight, did you hear that?
Come back.
Okay. So we have a summer bucket list. 50 things to do before summer kicks the bucket.
Oh. Are you seeing this on Pinterest?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Why?
No, that's great. Oh.
And okay, so let's start with a few and see where we go with it, because I feel like we're going to start talking. We're going to go.
Okay.
Off.
Yes.
We may go off. I don't know. Just call me crazy.
It's really unlike us to tangent.
Very unlike us to.
This might be a time of
blow bubbles.
Blow bubbles. Wait, what? Oh, that's one of the first.
Yeah.
I was like, you're like, because you didn't finish your sentence before. You're like, I just feel like that would be something. Blow bubbles.
It's code for.
Yeah. It's the eagle has landed. Oh, God. Okay. What our code word for what?
For, like, secret language. I don't know. That would be our code phrase. If we need to, like, leave somewhere.
Do I have to go blow bubbles? Yeah. Just really don't feel like that's...
Instead of, like, the eagle has landed, everyone knows that.
People are going to be like, what is wrong with you? I'll be like, Joy, I have to go blow bubbles.
They're going
to
think...
Really big bubbles. Friends are going to be like, there's something wrong with you.
Oh my God. The eagle has landed. Everyone knows that one.
Yeah.
So we could turn ours into blow bubbles.
Okay.
Whew. Okay. Eat foil dinners.
Oh, like that you wrap in a grill.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Play hopscotch. Cute. Get some chalk.
Sure.
Yeah. Cartwheels in the grass.
Oh, I had them do cartwheels as a warm-up at Elevation the other day.
Oh.
Everyone's like, are we doing cartwheels? I was like, when do you ever do cartwheels?
Yeah.
And then they warmed up to it.
Good.
Yeah.
Like, how was Foursquare? Remember you guys did Foursquare?
Oh,
I was
there
really
were only two of us.
Oh.
We had three squares. So it was pretty much just like keep away, which was fun. It was me, Tommy, and Mateo.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty fun. Anyway.
Oh, I like this one. Isn't this bad, though? Carve a name in a tree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tree hugger in me does not agree with that one.
I know. I was like, doesn't that hurt the tree? Don't do that one, you guys.
Sorry, tree.
Do a fun run. Okay. Mini road trip. Ride a Ferris wheel. We have a Ferris wheel right by us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, we have two parks right by us. We
should go do that. And Lakeside is like the death trap.
Yeah. We've talked about this, right?
It's the scariest old
scary
thing ever.
Play tag in the rain. Make a really cool fort.
I feel like playing tag in the rain would be hazardous in Colorado because it's like hail.
Yeah.
Snorry JT.
Bowling, eat a snow cone, water balloon fight, plant a garden, catch critters, watch clouds go by.
Some of these are lame.
Ooh, get a pedicure.
Ooh,
do you get a pedicure often?
I don't remember the last time I had a pedicure, but it's because I have really ticklish feet.
Oh.
And so when they pumice my feet, it's not enjoyable to me at all. I told you that time I kicked a lady in the face and I was getting a pedicure, right?
No.
Yeah, in high school. I was getting a pedicure and she had just finished pumicing my feet and oh, JT's snoring some more. His eyes are half open. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
You guys had to have heard that.
I hope you heard that.
Anyway, and she was like pumicing my feet and I was like sitting there like my nails digging into the arms of it because I was trying so hard not to because it was so ticklish.
Yeah.
And then she stopped and I let my guard down. And she started massaging my calf. and that tickled even worse. And so just in, reflexively, I kicked my leg and I kicked her in the face and she fell over backwards.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I like drop like you, kicked her in the face and she like comes back up and she's like, yeah. And she, you know, was like Vietnamese or something. She's like, oh, you ticklish. And I was like, I just kicked you in the face. And like, she was totally fine. I gave a really good tip, but oh man, it was bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I get ticklish, but I don't like kick people.
Well, it was just like, I wasn't paying attention.
It was a reflex.
Yeah, it was a reflex because I just let down my guard after the pumice thing had finished.
Can I just tell you how much I hate the term mani-pedi?
Why?
I absolutely hate it.
Interesting.
Mani-pedi? Like, it just sounds
so... Oh my God.
It just sounds so like, you want to go get a mani-pedi? You freaking hate it. It drives me crazy. Okay. Go on a family bike ride.
You guys have to be hearing this. This is the loudest he's ever snoring.
I know.
Hold on, wait. Let's see if he does it again.
Can you? He's really comfortable in your lap.
Yes.
Okay, drive-in theater.
That's a fun. That's a fun.
Do we have a drive-in theater?
I think there's one in Fort Collins.
Make s'mores. Go snorkeling. We can't really do that here.
No.
Read a chapter book. I don't know what that is.
Fly a chapter book?
Yeah.
It's like the children's. Is this how old are you supposed to be for this list?
I mean,
because a chapter book is like a book with chapters, as opposed to like Dr. Seuss.
A lot of this is really. Okay. Universal. I want to catch lightning bugs. That's what I miss.
You don't have lightning bugs.
I know. I miss that about. I was in. When my great grandma was in Nebraska.
Yeah, we don't have lightning bugs.
Do you go to 4th of July parades?
Parades, not so much, but I go and like, watch the fireworks.
Yeah. Root beer floats.
Meh.
Mm-hmm. No?
I like them, but I just can't do ice cream really.
Oh. Well, you can make a paleo version.
There you go.
Okay, two more. Let's say eat ice cream. Duh. Where's your favorite ice cream place?
My favorite ice
like,
place?
You know, like...
Yeah. Sweet
Cow. Sherbert or whatever.
I like Sweet Cow.
You ate ice cream when we were there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I had sorbet because you were still vegan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And so I was like in solidarity trying to...
That's right. Okay. We still need to post our video. Yeah, our first video. Okay. Those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's talk about goals.
Okay. So we decided it's high time that we actually made some real goals as opposed to just talking about making goals and not making goals and following through and not following through. So like we've been talking a lot about conceptually about goals lately, but not about goals. We haven't actually set any. So by the time you hear this, we will have written a blog post about this, but that is going to happen in the future. And for us anyway. But here are our goals. Do you want to start?
No.
Oh. Do you want to say something else about goals first?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I will. Okay. I'll say I was, when we were looking at setting goals, I was reading this website, the Zen Habits.
Okay.
Zenhabits.com, I think it is.
JT is and my left leg. Is
because I have this weird resistance, not to writing goals, but I feel like anything that is written down, like the last time we wrote goals, I didn't really do a lot of them. Mm-hmm. The majority of them I didn't do. So I was like, what is it about like writing goals that's just not vibing with me? So I wrote, I read this post on Zen Habits that he was basically saying that there's a problem with goals is that it's a limited system. Okay. So it kind of like ties you to this one thing as opposed to going throughout your day and just like going with the flow, mm-hmm. if you will. So it says...
Which is, we've talked about that a little bit. That yeah. Like, you know, sometimes a goal just really doesn't fit in your life, no matter how much you want it to. And so in trying to create that goal, you end up disrupting other things that are more important.
Yeah. And so, and then you end up feeling bad about yourself. So it's kind of like you have the idea. Like, I think it's half and half. You can have an idea of what you want to do for sure. Right. But then to say, oh, I'm going to do exactly this goal, I think like kind of puts you in like tunnel vision where you're not really seeing the opportunities around you. So, I mean, I can see that with like really big goals in your life, but I think like what you and I are talking about with these goals, I think are like on the smaller scale. But I also just I just thought that was really interesting because I think it goes in what we were talking about before of like the goals that we set really lead us to what we really want. So even if we don't achieve them, it's not like we're like gonna have to go back and just like push and push and push until we finish it, but it leads us to a place of going, oh no, I really like set this goal with that idea. Like it, the mind is limiting what I think is right. Like, you know, you're out in the world living and then like you open your mind to all these other possibilities and mm-hmm. as opposed to what just you make up in your brain. Anyway, so we're setting these goals with the idea of staying open.
Yeah. And mine are like kind of more, this time I'm trying to do ones that are kind of more on the plan the work.
Plan the work plan.
The plan spectrum. Super hashtag plan the work plan. In the sense that like they're more ongoing as opposed to like I will have a muscle up by January 1st, whatever.
Right.
It's more like, okay, here's my.
Because wasn't that the writing it that way was like there's a certain method to that?
Yeah. So writing it's like you say it as if you already have done it and then it'll like convince yourself. Yeah, it'll like manifest it. Didn't work. So let's try something new.
Yeah.
So my goals for this time are a little bit more, not a little bit more, they're much more, I guess like, I don't want to say progressive. That's not really the word I'm looking for. They're much more like over time as opposed to like just having an end goal. My goals are more about the process.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, so here are my goals. So these are from July 1st to October 1st. So 3 months, basically comprising late summer, early fall.
Mm-hmm.
And these goals will, I guess you could say, expire right after our Girls Gone Rx competition, which I think is like September 27th. Yeah. So I guess I'm kind of thinking like leading up to that competition, here's what I want to work on.
Right.
Which also is nice to kind of have like a really solid end goal like that. Anyway, so
I agree. Like a final like
exclamation point. Yeah, especially like a competition. It's like there's for like sure. a clear... like reason that you're doing this. There's like a I have, my first one is work on pull-ups 3 times a week. I've talked about before how I, you know, used to have strict pull-ups, sometimes even 2 strict pull-ups in a row. And now I'm lucky if I can get one sometimes, just cause I stopped working on them. So I'd like to work on pull-ups 3 times a week. One of my goals, kind of my other bigger goals is to be able to link 5 strict pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not necessarily going to say that that's my goal by October 1st, but so my first goal is work on pull-ups 3 times a week, sort of with that in mind.
Yeah.
Then I want to work on wall balls 3 times a week. It's just like, it's so, I've talked about this. As I said, my wall balls are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
As you all know, I absolutely hate them.
Not ready to show you.
Not ready to show you my wall balls. But it's just like, it seems like such a movement that feeds into so many other things. Like it's so much about like, you know, accuracy and strength. Like there's so many things that feed into it. And it's just silly how little my wall balls have improved since I started CrossFit because I hate them and I never work on them and I actively avoid them. So my goal, and I spent a little bit of time right before the open where I would work on them after every WOD, I would just do 50 wall balls, so basically like 5 sets of 10. And even after just like a week that I really started to notice the difference. And then I stopped doing it because I didn't like it.
You know
it.
What? Go ahead. I think everything, did I tell you this before, that the Superman, was it Superman? No. What's the other one? Superman's when you're on your stomach,
Hollow
right?
Hollow Rock. Yeah.
I swear Hollow Rock is the key to everything.
Huh.
I swear by it.
Interesting.
It has helped me every time I have a moment, like before or after class, I do like 10 or 20 Hollow Rocks, and I've noticed a huge difference in my pull-ups.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Huge, like game changer. That's probably why I was able to do all those butterfly pull-ups. Is I was like,
yeah,
there's something in my core that was like
needing some love.
Yeah,
there you go. So three times a week,
secret for you.
Work on wall balls. I want to work on my mobility 30 minutes 4 times a week, and that is more kind of like a. I just have time now to do that. I feel like that's something that I really would like to do. My hips are really, really tight. My hamstrings have always really, really tight. I tried to retest my 2K row. I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And my hamstring seized up. Like, that kind of crap shouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fourth goal is clean eating 5 days a week through my honeymoon, which is that we're leaving at the end of July.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of another thing where I have, like, a clear goal. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, we talk about so much about, like, you know, love your body no matter what. But we also sometimes talk about, like, it's okay to say, you know what, I'm going to go to the beach and I want to look good.
Yeah.
That's my goal there.
Exactly.
And then my fifth and final goal is just kind of for the month of July, I want to complete a Wendler cycle in front squat, overhead squat, and strict press.
Okay.
So that's going to be my open gym time. Cause I figure Wendler is like, it's pretty straightforward. It's quick. you get it done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a couple of sets of one lift. It's not like these like huge catalyst programs. So right. I feel like it's something that I could do while still wadding.
Right.
But like have a little bit. And so that's kind of something that I see myself doing probably at elevation.
Yeah.
And then coming to J and doing Metcons.
Yeah.
So those are my goals. Pull-ups, wall balls, mobility, clean eating, and Wendler.
Oh, yours are like super CrossFit.
Yes.
Focused.
Yes.
Mine are, I want to do more lean fit. I really do. I think it's good for me to kind of get out of the classes that I'm normally in. So just like changing it up. So maybe one or two a week. And then I want to do, I want to work on my squats and pull-ups still, which kind of goes back to, I want to do, make sure I'm doing my hollow rocks because that has helped a ton. So, working on kipping pull-ups and butterfly pull-ups and then my squats. You wouldn't let me put this on here, but I'm going to totally put it on. I do want to eat a voodoo donut.
I didn't say I didn't let you. I think that's fine.
I want to eat a voodoo donut.
You still haven't been?
I haven't been
yet. We've been talking about this for like
ever. I know. Ever. It's driving me crazy.
You should just go right now. I know. They're open 24
that's
hours.
That's true. I said this last time, and I am going to say it again. I want to do yoga more in my schedule. I am just going to have to make time to do that. So that's way, way up there.
So
I want, what?
I kind of want to do yoga.
You do?
Because that girl, that lifter girl who I'm obsessed with now has inspired me because she does a lot of yoga.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe we should start doing yoga.
I will say it again. I swear that CrossFit and yoga.
Well, and I think that that could count for my mobility. Top,
yeah. It absolutely, absolutely will.
So maybe I could do like instead of 30 minutes of mobility four times a week, I could say like 20 minutes three times a week plus a 60 minute yoga class.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's like, yeah. We can be our accountability buddies.
Okay. Accountability buddy?
Yeah. That's the thing. I just made it up.
I like it.
Accountability buddy. I don't think I made that up. That's from something.
Yeah.
We can be accountability buddies for yoga. And then we can say we can make shirts.
We can add that to the website?
Yes. Accountability buddies.
So yeah, yoga. Uh-huh. And then Do you use your phone like 24/7? Like, do you lay in bed and read your phone, or do you like have a shut off time?
I use it all the time.
Because I feel like that is why I haven't sat down to read the books I always say I want to read. So I feel like I need to like.
So I read also though.
I don't do that because I'm always like, oh, I'll just read on my phone.
Yeah.
I, like read Twitter and like I have to catch up on social media. Yeah. And then I don't catch up on my books. So like. I want to find a balance of tying, like, I don't know if I just don't, I was listening to the Oprah radio last week and they were talking about how Oprah was like, yeah, I started this rule where I don't bring my phone into my bedroom before I'm about to go to bed. Because if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm tempted to check it.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I have like a no phone zone in my bedroom.
She must be like seriously.
Yeah. Well, cause she, yeah. So.
Do you have an alarm clock that's not your phone?
No, that's you the should thing. Get an alarm clock. That's actually a really good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect idea because my alarm clock is my phone.
Right, and I think that's a lot of people. Like, yeah, that's what they say. They're like, "Well, I have to have my phone because it's my alarm clock. You just get another alarm clock, and then you can like plug your phone in the bathroom or something."
That's a good idea because that's the whole reason.
Well, and you could plug it in like in your bathroom. That's right off your bedroom. So like, if it rang in the middle of the night, you would still hear it.
Right.
And honestly, like. People always say, like, well, what if there's an emergency? Like, how often is there really an emergency? And if there was, people would go to great lengths to contact you.
To contact you.
Do you have a house phone?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Just wondering.
No. So I definitely want to read my books. I have, like, three or four that are loaded on my Kindle that I haven't even started yet. And I always say it. And I have this really bad habit of stacking books. Like,
next to your bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have the same thing at my office, and then I also have a stack of magazines where I'm like, if I don't read them, I don't take time to do that. So important. Oh, I did get the mom. Sandy told us to get the, I think I told you this last time, to get the Insight app on your phone or Insight timer on your phone.
Oh yeah. For meditating.
And it's awesome.
Is that one of your
highly
goals?
Recommend.
Is that one of your goals?
Yes. Well, maybe related to the reading thing. So I'm like, I really want to do like more of like the intentional calming practices.
Yeah, that's
I don't
not
think reading
on your phone.
My phone is like calming and intentional. So reading and then meditating
the just cool things thing, other than scrolling Instagram right yeah, to go to bed.
Exactly. The thing about that I like about the Insight Timer is that it tells you how many times you've meditated during the week, and it kind of gives you progress.
Oh, nice.
So you feel okay. like you're like, oh,
it's
yay.
It's an accountability buddy.
Yeah, it's accountability buddy. Yeah. So I think those are mine. Oh, I want to go on a hike. Scott and I really, we got the 5280 magazine, and we were like, really want to look through.
Do you guys not hike very much?
No, not really. We're not like, you guys are like crazy outdoor people.
crazy.
You're crazy.
When was the last time you went on a hike?
Probably, we haven't gone yet this summer.
Ever?
Not this summer.
No, I know, but like.
I think we went last summer.
What do you count as hiking?
Well, because like my parents live in Westcliff, and they live on the trailheads. Yeah. So we like go for hikes there.
But like, what do you count as a hike?
What do you mean? What do I count?
Like on a trail?
On a trail.
So you haven't been on a trail in like a year?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing to me.
Yeah.
We go hiking every weekend, if that's your definition of hiking.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I went on...
Claire, we go shopping, and we, like...
That's so true. Brandon and I never go shopping, almost literally ever, unless it's for groceries or to Target. Like, if by that definition, I went on 3 hikes this weekend.
Yeah. Because we're on 3 different trails.
Yeah. That's how we walk Luna.
Yeah.
Because she has that off-leash tag.
What's an off-leash tag?
Oh, man, they're the best. They're through Boulder County.
Yeah.
You go online, and you click a box that says, my dog is under voice and sight control. And it's like $25 one time, and you get this little green tag, and then you can have them off leash in all the Boulder County open spaces.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
So you should get that for JT, and then we can take him on hikes.
Aww.
We literally go hiking every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, we and our definition of hiking is like go, like drive to the mountains, and like we went on like a 6-hour hike this weekend.
Yeah.
Because to me, like just being on a trail is like we're just walking the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So those are my goals.
Okay, well, I can help you with the hiking one. Okay. We literally are always hiking.
Okay.
How do you live in Colorado and you never go on trails?
I know. It's the same thing with skiing.
Yeah, skiing's harder, though, because you have to, like, actually get up in the morning.
Yeah. Can I read you something really cute because we love Lauren Conrad and we were talking about goals?
Yes.
She has, like, she did this for her New Year's resolutions, but I'm just going to ask, let's answer these really quick. So she used these prompts to write her 2014 resolutions. But since we're talking about goals, I think it's something kind of cute in the same vein.
Okay.
So she says, a bad habit I'm going to break. What's a bad habit?
Wow. That's really putting me on the spot. A bad habit I'm going to break.
Mine would be
break
up with my phone.
I know. Not getting up in the morning. I've really been having a hard time now that I don't have to do anything.
Really?
I don't have to be work till 10.
Ugh.
I sleep till like 9.
That's so great.
It's great in theory. Yeah. And actually, I feel like it's helped some of my sex drive issues.
Yeah.
Because I've been getting like an insane, like almost hilarious amount of sleep. And I think it's like reset my hormones.
Yay!
A little bit. It hasn't like switched back on, but I definitely there's definitely been an improvement.
You're like, hold on, calm down.
Maybe a little TMI, but there's been an improvement.
Yeah.
And whatever, not TMI. And I think it's because I've been getting like a hilarious amount of sleep. When I don't wake up till like 9:30, I feel like a lazy slob.
Nah.
So maybe I don't have to get up at like
enjoy
5.
It. It's not gonna be.
I just want to get up at like 8, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's going to be my bad habit will be hitting the snooze button. Yeah, that would be good because it's like, I feel like the night before, if I'm going to bed at like 11, there's no need for me to sleep until 9.
No.
Really. I mean, I could if I wanted
to.
Why not? Like, I have an unreal amount of, an unreal ability to sleep. I'm like bored.
That's like Scott. He can sleep for days.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you still sleeping?
I can sleep for days. I can also fall asleep immediately at any point in the day.
Me too.
Like I could just take a nap.
Yeah.
Anywhere. It's actually usually easier for me to fall asleep when I'm napping than it is for me to fall asleep at night.
Oh, really?
I don't know
why. You
can't,
like, turn your brain off?
Yeah, I feel like if my body, like, isn't ready for it. Anyway. I guess that would be my bad habit. I'd want to break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A destination I'd like to visit.
Oh, we're going to Maui for our honeymoon. I'm going to make that be the one. I'm so excited.
You are?
We're going to Maui.
End of July.
July 30th, we leave.
That's so cool.
It's going to be awesome.
I want to go to Tokyo.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm going to work harder at
pull-ups, wobbles, mobility, clean eating. and went there.
Lauren Conrad's answer was making time for exercise. Oh, Lauren.
Oh, Lauren.
Let's see. I'm going to work harder at... Ooh, that is a good one. Finishing books. Reading.
There you go.
A project I'd like to finish.
I have all these... So I went through my closet last week and I cleaned out all my clothes that I don't want anymore.
Yeah.
And I need... Have you heard of Poshmark?
Yes.
It's like an app where you sell your old clothes.
Yes, I've seen that. Okay,
I've been meaning to like take pictures of all of them and put them on there.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it yet. So that would be my project.
Yeah.
That I'd want to complete.
Yeah. I need to paint our exercise room.
Ah.
And I have to get like in a very
weird... Is there
a
wallpaper in there right now?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's ridiculous. I think that's why I'm...
Debating. Yeah.
Procrastinating.
Do you have to take the wallpaper off or can you just paint the wallpaper?
You're not really supposed to because it'll start to like...
Oh, yeah.
Peel through. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that. I keep procrastinating that one.
Have you ever seen the movie Amelie?
It's been a long time.
At the very beginning, they introduce all the characters and they like go through these little things about them. And one of the things that Amelie's dad likes to do is peel off large pieces of wallpaper.
Oh. Anyway, so satisfying.
It is. Apparently, yeah. And he like pulls it off and he has this look like... Yes.
He's so excited.
Yes, he like shakes his head like...
Did we talk about me watching the Lego movie?
No. You tweeted it, but you didn't talk about it. Was it good?
Have you seen it?
No.
It's so cute.
Is it? We did see How to Train Your Dragon 2 in 3D.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. And what was it you were telling me about? Oh,
Thor looks like stoic. He looks like... Yeah, totally looks like stoic.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, a class I'd like to take.
Just like in general?
Yeah, she says photography. That's her example.
I'd like to take yoga.
I want to take a cooking class.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
We have to go to the upstairs circus.
Okay. This is where I said, is that the name of like something going on in my brain?
Yeah, right. You did say that.
What is the upstairs?
Remember, it was like, was that on the episode last week?
No, this is at the gym.
In real life.
This is in our real life.
I have a hard time distinguishing our real life.
This is our real life at the gym on Saturday.
Yeah. So the upstairs circus, not what's going on in your head.
No.
It is this amazing thing in Denver that is a bar / craft room. And it's not just like painting and wine. It's like actual hard alcohol. And they have like 10 different crafts that you can choose from. And I think they like each one costs a different amount.
Kind of sounds like a Girls Gone Wild party.
I totally agree. But they have like all these cool different things you can make.
Why are they copying us?
Seriously?
Yeah.
But they have all these cool different things you can make. Like you can make like a leather clutch, or they have all these different necklaces, like stuff you'll actually use instead of like some weird painting.
Okay.
We should go.
Like the wine and...
And then they have, yeah, exactly. But the wine thing only serves wine. This place sells like booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Booze, Joy. Booze and glitter
and necklaces. Booze and glitter. I mean, what more could you want?
Nothing. Nothing is the
more.
Answer.
Nothing more. So that's the class you're going to take? What was our... Okay.
You're coming. So that's your class too.
I want to wear more...
Oh, gosh. I don't want to wear more real clothes, but I'm going to have to start. Because I found out that you have to wear business casual to law school.
Mm.
And by found out, I mean Sandy told me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks, Sandy.
But I went to the law school today and no one was wearing business casual except the people who worked there. But I was like, it's summer. Probably different.
Whenever like the summer you say students, law school, I can only think of
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde when she goes, law school?
Well, yeah. And she wears her like velvet smoking jacket to class the first day. Yeah. That's gonna be me.
Yeah.
And her chihuahua has like an Argyle sweater.
Yeah.
So I guess not want, but that's. But I do. I am looking forward to like going shopping for that, and it'll be good.
Her answer is more sequins. I am like obsessed. My answer is shorts for the summer because I am very obsessed with Target shorts right now. Every time I go there, they have new shorts, new colors. I just bought this, like, I'll have to post a picture of them. Do you ever, I know you probably had a pair of these when you were younger. They're like just, I think they're just like rayon, flowy shorts, and they have elastic up here.
Like soccer shorts?
No, I'll have to go get them. But they have like
rayon.
No, what's the freaking
polyester?
Maybe it's polyester. What's, like, the flowy, like, light material? Is that polyester? Maybe
it's chiffon?
No.
That's a flowy light material.
I'm going to just show them to you, and I'll post a photo because I can't describe them. But they were these really cute, flowy shorts. They have, like, Hawaiian flowers.
I was a child. I grew up in the 90s.
I know. It was like Hawaiian flowers on them. They're so cute.
I think anyway, I know what you're talking
Target
about.
Target has the best shorts right now because I can never find shorts that look good on my butt.
What? The way you said that was so like...
Really?
Yeah. I know, it
really
was just,
strongly about
guys,
it. Guys!
They just have the best shorts. Anyway, okay. Moving on.
Okay, so let's read a comment from iTunes because we got a really nice recent comment from iTunes. And then I also... Oh, Sam recently asked how I've been feeling now that I've been eating meat for probably almost a year, I would say. And my short answer for that, because I don't really have a long answer for that, is I just feel fine. I don't feel anything wildly different, to be honest with you, aside from it just feels good to have variety. So I still think people who choose to be vegan is really, that's great. I don't think there's anything good or bad about any of the diets. And I think we always go back to what feels best for you. So for me, it was, I think what I noticed the biggest difference is the variety is now.
And the fact that let's not forget that you gained 7 pounds of lean muscle the first month you were eating animal products.
That's true.
So that's
that was
worth mentioning.
That was pretty insane.
Yeah.
So I hope that answers your question, Sam. And if you want to know more, I just drop us a message because I really for me it's like it just feels so good to have the variety. And I feel fine. I feel good. There's sometimes some things I just don't crave it all the time. I don't crave meat and eat a ton of it, but just the options is awesome. Claire, do you happen to have the reviews pulled up?
No.
Okay. Are you looking it up or do you want me to
no,
do that right now? And then reminder for you guys for our year anniversary, we are going to be talking about our favorite moments on Girls Gone Wild, and Sandy already sifted through like the first 5 episodes and made notes on every single timestamp, which is awesome, Sandy. So we're going to be going through those and talking about our favorite moments on Girls Gone Wild podcast. So if you have your favorite moment or saying or anything, just drop us a note and let us know because we want to talk about it on next week's episode for our year. Okay, so Todd wrote a comment on iTunes, and you guys can leave comments on iTunes. Joy and Claire are awesome. I love listening to this podcast because let's be honest, my friends are tired of hearing me talk about CrossFit and these strong and insightful women allow me to be a part of a community that can talk and discuss and be insightful about CrossFit. Plus mean girl quotes and real life discussions on issues that we all face. So much realness and crotch sweat.
Yep, that too. Lovely.
Oh, lovely. Lovely review. Yes. All right. So... make sure you check out our new website or our new shop.
Yeah, girlsgonewad.spreadshirt.com.
Buy some shirts.
Yeah, we have the logo one. We have the, oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask people if they even lift shirt. And we have a couple other ones. And we're also going to be adding men's sizes.
Yes.
So if you are a man and you want
pointed
a Girls Gone Wild shirt.
By my husband.
Yes, your time has come.
Yes.
So there you have it.
My husband's like, what about man sizes? Like, oh, of course.
We'll have to make sure that it's not off red or heather red.
This doesn't match.
Gosh. Oh. All right.
That's it for this week.
Episode 51 is a wrap.
That's a wrap.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.